ABC Radio Australia.
Traditional knowledge can look and sound like a lot of different things. Stories, rituals, languages, it could be songs and legends. And sometimes it's even about where this happens that's also important. In Solomon Islands, there's a certain building known as a whaewhai, which is really important when it comes to teaching traditional knowledge in Solomon Islands. Freelance journalist and Pacific Prepared reporter Jeremy Guao has this story from Solomon Islands.
If we lose our islands because our customs are so deeply embedded in our physical land, if we lose that, we lose who we are. Okay, hello, ¿qué tal? Tagio Tomas, Pacific Prepared, for having me. Nemblomi Millicent Bati, and Miblo Solomon Islands, and I am the founder of Custom Keepers. Custom Keepers is an organization that I started last year, and its purpose is for us to help communities preserve our traditional knowledge and cultural heritage. Coming from a background where I'm so passionate about custom stories and our traditional knowledge, I started Custom Keepers in order to sort of help my community repatriate a lot of the traditional knowledge, especially around environmental protection and conservation and our agriculture. Just asking questions, how can we sort of use these knowledge in order to mitigate and adapt to the changing climate of today? Through our scoping, one of the sort of discoveries that we found on ground is that everywhere everyone talks about climate resilience and how Pacific communities, Pacific Indigenous communities, are very resilient in the face of climate change. And whilst that's very true, it also does not extend for a lot of others within the community. And to me, this just validates that in order for a community, the entire community, to be resilient for climate crisis, we also need cultural resilience. And this means finding meaningful ways to revitalize our traditional knowledge and cultural heritage, our customary practices, and especially helping young people connect to that. So what we're currently doing is, especially for Langa Langa Lagoon, we're rebuilding the traditional whaewhai, we call it. So whaewhais were the custom houses or custom schools that our ancestors designed purposefully for traditional knowledge exchange. And through rebuilding that, we're working with the community to ensure that it's the whaewhai is a place where our knowledge holders or our custom keepers, the ones who are left, we empower them and sort of equip them with the capacity that they need in order to start running these intergenerational storytelling exchanges or knowledge exchange, especially with the young people in the community.
Pacific Prepared.